KQ4LOO Mobile, monitoring.
KQ4LOO, KO4ZEW, good afternoon.
Not quite catch your entire call sign.
Problem, that is Kilo Oscar 4, Zulu Echo Whiskey. I'm in Malvern, South Carolina.
Right down the road from where I'm at in Piedmont. I'm just on here. We're trying to catch this guy who keeps ker-chunking, and he's still doing it even though he knows he's being watched. So it's funny.
Yeah. Is your email address on QRZ?
It's quite possible. I know it's definitely, I guess it's on the FCC website where I'm listed at. I hardly ever use that site you're talking about, so I'm not too familiar with it.
Because we have a link that, if I can somehow get it to you, whenever you hear the ker-chunker, you can go to this link on your phone and mark, you know, the time, and then the Doppler committee can go back and try to triangulate the signals, because they're kind of passively monitoring all the time. But if they know, oh, at this time we need to look for a signal, they can go back and you know, pull the origination of that. So if I can get you that link, and then you can, if you do it right when they're doing their ker-chunking, that'll alert the Doppler committee. So I don't know if you want to give out your information over the air, but let me see if I can find it on the FCC site.
People, I'm very certain that the Doppler committee is fully aware of this already, and they're probably already monitoring and trying to triangulate where this person is doing it at. Even if they're riding down the road, I'm pretty certain that they're going to catch him anyway. But he's been doing it every day for weeks now. And I reached out to a few people, and they confirmed that the Doppler committee is already on this guy. They're just going to catch him, and he doesn't realize it.
And it helps if they know what time he does it, so then they can go back through and look at the signals specifically at that time. So that's why this link is valuable, if you can go in and, as they log the time that you hear it, then they can go back and do the triangulation. They get enough times and enough triangulations, then they'll absolutely pinpoint where it is, hence who it is as well.
He's usually pretty consistent with the time, which is right around this time of day. And I've been listening to him for quite a few minutes now, doing it before I chimed in, let him know I was listening in. And I'm certain they already know the times and everything. And he's been lighting it up today, so they're going to catch this guy. He lights it up quite a bit, so it's okay. I just hope somebody from the committee comes on the air and lets us know that he has been caught and they will be taking action against him.
Well, I'm going to keep an ear out, and I've got that spotter website already pulled up on my computer. So if I start hearing it, I'll just go ahead and log the time, and that will help them go back and, you know, get the exact signals at the exact time. So that's, we'll track him down for sure.
He's usually pretty consistent with his time, which is usually about this time of day, and then he'll do it a little later on after he thinks everybody that's waiting for him to come on is off. What he doesn't realize is I'm pretty certain that the team has multiple teams, like squads on the team. I don't know a better way to put it. that are listening in so they can figure this out. But yeah, he's quite annoying. He does it on purpose. And the reason I know is because one day there was another gentleman I was talking to. He came up here and said, "Whoever's Kirk Chumpy, stop." But yeah, and then he chimed in and giggled and everything, thinking it's funny. So I know it's a guy. You can tell by his voice.
I think I heard that conversation where somebody came in and was like, "Hey, whoever's Kerchunkin, quit it." We just got to track him down. There was another menace a little while back that was, we called him the moron, and that's a whole other story. But yeah, I wish I could get some information to you, but this is Tal, right? I just didn't see you in the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society membership list, so let me check the FCC site.
Talmadge, short for Talmadge, and you'll find it up there. If you haven't written it down, it's Kilo Quebec 4 Lima Oscar Oscar. Once again, Kilo Quebec 4 Lima Oscar Oscar.
EW for ID, that was a good way to slip that in there. It's very clever of you.
Hear him chiming in, right?
I'm hearing a few extra clicks, yeah.
WJ.
2SWJ, Kilo Quebec 4, Lima Oscar Oscar, how are you?
Hey, this is Scott. I was going to say, hey, Ben, send me that link. I listen most of the day while I'm sitting here at work with my radio right next to me. I'll be happy to log Kerchunks.
I am spooling up that email right now. Scott. I'll have that email to you shortly. And a little bit of a description in the email as well about, we know why we have it for situations like this. So, I'll get that along to you momentarily.
Your digital blast is back, Ben.
Okay, I had to factory reset the radio, and so I'm going to have to go back in and pull that digital identifier back out.
So, digital blast, does that mean like the slight white noise that I'm hearing?
Yes, one of the features of this radio is it can send, when you release the push-to-talk, it can send your ID digitally, your ID and coordinates digitally, or you can turn it all off. And I think it's sending my call sign in like AX25 mode or something at the end of each, whenever I release the push-to-talk. So I just have to go into the menu and turn it back off.
Sound then, okay. I'll be honest with you, since I've had my license, I've not really, all I've done is just use the radio. I haven't really learned more because I don't really have time because I work way too much. So I just, whenever I get free time, I try to jump on here sometimes, but I'm always listening in when I'm off.
Meetings and things like that, or conference calls, I'll have to turn it off for a while. Or if I get really busy, I turn it off so it's not a distraction. But I'm usually around the afternoons. I'm trying to get a little better at it.
Hey, I'm going to jump back off of here and just continue listening in. Honestly, we got somebody that's trolling us on the here. I'll just go ahead and give you my email address anyway. If you got when you get a pen and a paper, let me know and I'll send it to you over to here.
Okay. Yeah, I'm on right now.
Oslo, Tango, Alpha, Lima, 4, the number 4, at Gmail, excuse me, hold on, let me start over. Tango, Alpha, Lima, Paul, Oscar, Lima, Lima, Alpha, Romeo, Delta, 4, at gmail.com. That'd be TalPollard4 at gmail.com.
Yeah, okay. I'll put you, I'll send this to you and Scott in a few minutes, because I want to write a little description of, you know, what the site is, and, you know, this, I think it'll, it might actually page somebody or protect somebody on the Doppler committee so they can check immediately and, you know, triangulate the signal, log it, and start getting a paper trail for proof if we want to go the route of prosecution. So, yeah, this will be real helpful.
I noticed that our Kerchunker's trying to chime in just as soon as one of us gets off.
Well, moving forward, best thing to do is just ignore them and hope that it's the attention they're after, and if they're not getting the attention, they'll get bored. So, you know, they know it's disruptive, but if they're getting less of a reward out of it, they're less likely to continue doing it. So, it's up to them. They can quit doing it, or, you know, we can intensify our Doppler committee search and, you know, bring down the FCC on them. So, if, you know, if they're listening, yeah, we have prosecuted this kind of thing before.
So, ignoring them, it's been going on for a while. Most people do. I normally do. I have for a while, until it started bothering other people, and I was like, yeah, I've been hearing it for a while. So, if it's starting to bother other people, I think probably it's about time for a prosecution or somebody doing it.
Absolutely. So it is willful interference, among other things. So I'm going to also let the Doppler committee know, you know, from my position as well, and say, okay, you know, we got another case here, so let's, we got to kind of get alert and be responsive. So, as you said, I'm sure they're well aware of it, but I want to escalate it if multiple people are complaining about it. We need to grab them.
Especially considering, you know, that they hear in every business conversation and still try to do it anyway. As if they think they're not going to get caught, which means they're cocky. So it's okay. I'm going to sign out for now and just monitor and stand by. Kilo, Quebec 4, Lima, Oscar, Oscar. Good talk to you, brother.
Thanks a lot, Tal. This is Ben, Kilo, Oscar 4, Zulu Echo Whiskey. And I will be monitoring. Have a better one.
Oscar 4, Victor X. Echo Whiskey, this is AC6IW.
Oscar 4, Zulu Echo Whiskey, I didn't catch your call sign.
Charlie 6, India Whiskey, AC6IW. It's a California call sign that I've had for about 40 years, but I live in Greenville, of course.
I was going to say, that was a heck of a Yagi you've got set up. You're hitting us from California on 2-meter. This is Ben. How you doing?
I heard your last speaker conversation. I haven't had my radio on in the car in a while. I sometimes put it in the house, but I wonder if someone would consider doing something that the Ham Radio Club used to do out in California where I was. We used to have a tea hunt competition to where, like, every month or so they would do a something like that. They put a transmitter anywhere in the north part of Los Angeles County, and whoever could find it the first, the radio club would, like, buy them a pie or something like that at Marie Callender's, which is a restaurant out there. And it was kind of fun because everyone and see how fast they can find it. And that might get everyone able to quickly locate this person.
And, you know, we've got some Yagis and some mag loops and some directional antennas and stuff like that. So we are going to be practicing that as a club here in the spring. I don't know if we're going to do it at Winterfield Day, but it might be later. Just depends on, you know, the guy that has the Fox, the transmitter, if he's going to be available to do it. So we're actually doing some training for that fox hunting kind of stuff. But we do have a Doppler system set up several sites across the upstate in about three counties, and we're using that Doppler to track any errant signals or interference, willful or otherwise. If we just notify them and say, hey, you need to look at what was going on at this time, they can go back and do that. So we're kind of taking it on both fronts. We've got a committee that's doing it, and then we can have, as you suggest, membership keeping an ear out, too.
KQ4LOO, can I chime in for a second? With the California call sign, we have a nightly net here at 9 o'clock, if you're not aware of it. Maybe you could suggest that during the net, because there's a ton of people that chime in every night. This is Jeff. I didn't say my name. It's Jeff, and it's AC6IW. Yeah, I've gotten on the net. I just haven't done it in a long time, maybe like 3 or 4 months. Sometimes I'm too busy or too tired at the end of the day, but sometimes I listen, and I've been leaving my radio in the car instead of in the house. But yeah, I might do that. I've got a handheld, but it doesn't hit the repeater as solid as this radio. But that'd be fun. I didn't know about the Doppler thing. I mean, I don't know if you guys know, on the internet, there's a thing called Kiwi SWR. I played around with that because I more like to hang out on HF, but you can enter about 4 or 5 SDR radios around the world, and it'll triangulate, and it probably similar to your Doppler system. It coordinates them with the, you know, like synchronized to the world time clock, and then measures the time delay between all of it, and you can triangulate things pretty accurate, like anywhere in the world. I used it one time to figure out that there was somewhere off of one of the edges of Cuba, they were jamming 40 meters. So I'm sure it is even easier to do in our local area. So that'd be kind of fun to use and find out the person's house and come to their door, or send the FCC to knock on their door.
I have heard of doing that. The guys we have are doing a similar thing. They're just set up locally around like Anderson, Greenville, Spartanburg, and I'm not sure if some of them are even using some Kiwi SDR stuff. I'm not sure what equipment they're actually using, but yeah, that's a cool idea, because the tool's already there.
Not only that, it's actually in the shape of a triangle, the areas that you said that we are located in. I bet you can do it with the SDR radio, because all you need to do is, like, the closer you get the SDR radios to the source, it gets even more accurate. Is somebody out about the same time that it's been going out, or around the time that not just one pattern, but another pattern goes out, and you can probably find them a lot quicker that way, too. I've got a SDR Duo radio that hadn't used in a while. I was just turning it on the last night, actually, and probably you could register that with the Kiwi SDR thing or something else, and then add other people with receivers to do that. Add more than three. You could probably add, you know, as many people at SDR radio, you could probably do it. Well, I'm going to go back to standing by and listening, and y'all continue your conversation. Jeff and Ben, good talking to y'all. KQ4LOO, standing by. Number two, nice to meet you, Ben. Nice to meet you, KQ4LOL. This is, I'm at the store, so I just drove out to the store, and that's why I heard you guys on the radio. AC6IW, clear.
Appreciate the input, everybody. Jeff, Tal, Scott, I'm actually the secretary of the club that runs this repeater, so I'm going to get this stuff run up the pole to the committees and the leadership, repeater owners and stuff like that. And we will send the people with the cheap JCPenney suits and mirrored sunglasses to go pick them up. KO4ZEW, be monitoring.
EJ, monitoring.
RN0TRW2T. W2T listening.
4SH monitoring.
Afternoon, calling station. KO4ZEW.
4ISH monitoring.
4LOO, it sounds like a lot of people are starting to chime in all of a sudden. Uh-oh. I'm going to stand by again. KQ4LOO.